Joining us in studio is Joanna Wilson. She's a dietitian who works at Red Cross. Seeing that school started earlier this week, she's going to tell us about what a healthy lunch is and share creative ways of preparing a healthy lunch. Welcome to RX Radio, Joanna. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks, Will. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's move on to the questions. Could you please tell us a bit more about yourself?
I have been a dietitian working with children for over 10 years. I absolutely love my job. I am passionate about achieving the best health that we can for all children using food. And I'm also really, really passionate about helping parents to achieve that for their own child. I'm a mum of a little boy called Max. He's 2. So I do understand the ins and outs of what it's like to try and feed your child in a healthy way.
Max is really cute. I saw a picture of him.
Okay, could you tell us what a healthy lunch consists of?
Before I do that, Will, I think it's important to talk about why we want a healthy lunch and what we're trying to achieve with a healthy lunch. Mm. Remember, when we're packing a lunchbox, we're not just aiming to fill a tummy. We're actually aiming to feed a brain and to fuel the body for lots of learning and play during the day. And, of course, overall development. So a healthy lunch is all about balance. It doesn't have to, we're not speaking about specific types of foods, but it's all about achieving balance and achieving all the food groups within your lunchbox. And that's talking about starches and carbohydrates, proteins, fruit and veg, and dairy. And if we can have one of those in your lunchbox every day, you'll have a balanced lunchbox.
Okay. What tips do you have for parents to be more creative with preparing lunch?
I think one of the major problems that parents come to us with is a lack of time, and also they struggle with finances too. When it comes to time, it's all about planning. If you can plan what you're going to put in the lunchboxes the weekend before, it will help you tremendously to have a plan for varied and different foods in the lunchbox for the week ahead. So what I would really say to parents is avoid foods that come from packets, because, you know, that is the easiest thing to do, is to grab a bag of chips or to grab biscuits or muffins or things like that and add those to the lunchbox. But really, just as easy is to make a peanut butter sandwich with a yogurt and a fruit, and there you're already ticking all the food groups and you've got a healthy lunchbox on your hands. So planning is important when it comes to grocery shopping, planning your meals too for the evening, so that you could make a little bit more and then include leftovers in the next day's lunchbox where possible. So planning is important for parents, and that allows you to then be more creative because you've got more options. But stay away from the packet foods, and also save your money. So instead of buying muffins and sweets and chips and cool drink and juice, save that money and use it towards your whole wheat breads and your fruits and your veg and some kind of protein fillings like eggs that can go into your lunchbox. So time and money are the major barriers, but they can be overcome through planning and also through using your money wisely. Don't buy the luxuries. They shouldn't be in the lunchbox every day. Use that money instead for good, nutritious food.
For a 6-year-old that's going to school for the first time, how would you explain the importance of a healthy lunch?
I think that's a very good question, and it also ties into what I was saying earlier about why are we packing a lunchbox? We're packing a lunchbox for a child who's going to school to learn. So a small brain is taking in a lot of information over a long period of time, and that requires concentration. So we're feeding a little mind in order to learn as best as he or she can. And that's incredibly important. You know, it's not just about quantity of food, it's about the quality of food that you're giving. And if you can achieve a balanced lunchbox every day of non-luxury items, your child will have increased concentration, and they will benefit from school far better and deal with school, cope with the demands of every day at school far better than if they had a lunchbox of lesser quality.
What fruits should always be in lunchboxes for both adults and children?
So in terms of fruits, which the question is about, any kind of fruit is appropriate to add to your lunchbox. You know, certain fruits are far more affordable than others. Things like bananas and apples, oranges, nachos are excellent to add to the lunchbox. And, you know, other things like your berries are more expensive. So depending on your budget, you choose which fruits are more appropriate to add to the lunchboxes. But if you can have one or two fruits in your lunchbox every day, that's hitting your mark in terms of balance.
Okay. Sometimes high school kids don't like preparing lunch for school and end up buying junk food. What's something that can be prepared quickly, but also it's healthy and can get you through the school day?
So that is a real problem. Teens don't like to spend a lot of time in prep. You're right. There are lots
Have
of other things.
There.
There are lots of other things to be doing. So food prep doesn't take priority. But one of the things that's the easiest is leftovers from the night before. So you know, if you've had a pasta, if you've had a spaghetti bolognese, if you've even had a curry or a stew, things that could be eaten cold the next day, that's the easiest thing. Put it in a Tupperware, take it along to school, and there you have it, a really nice balanced meal. If you don't have the option of leftovers, then a good old brown bread sandwich with peanut butter or chicken from the night before or egg mayo or tuna in it, combined with a yogurt and a fruit, and there we have it. So it doesn't have to be, again, we're really erring away from the foods that are in packets because they tend to be the convenience foods that have very little nutrition in them.
So and the healthy lunch also sounds pretty yummy as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And healthy food is all about being delicious, you know. Luxuries are tasty, but healthy food can be just as delicious.
Mm. What specific foods boost concentration?
More than specific foods, it's about balance. So one of the major barriers towards concentration in South African schools is just a limited energy intake, so too little food. So a child arrives to school hungry and therefore can't concentrate. So that is our biggest barrier here. And also poor quality of food, so not achieving all the food groups that we want in the lunchbox or over the period of a whole day. So the main thing is enough food for a child and the right type of foods in combination, and that's your carbohydrates, your proteins, your dairies, your fats, and your fruit and veg. So more than specific foods, it's about balance. Foods that are high in omega-3 fatty acids, in particular DHA, have been shown to increase cognition or your cognitive function in certain instances, and that would be things like sardines and pilchards, things like that. So your fatty fish will have omega-3s in them. So that's one specific food that I can think of, but more than that, it's about balance.
Okay. Later in the show, we are interviewing Laurie Lake from the Children's Institute to talk about the 6 million South African children that are under the food poverty line. If I have a friend at school who doesn't bring lunch, what foods can I take to my friend to make sure that they concentrate in class?
Again, it comes down to making sure that they have enough food first, and also then the quality and the balance is right. So there's no specific food that you have to buy for them or bring to them every day. It would be the same kinds of foods that we're talking about for you. So, you know, if you pack an extra a tuna sandwich for them with a Marcy or drinking yogurt or yogurt, and then any kind of fruit, that would be a really good budget-friendly way to help your friend. And a wonderful thing to do, because so many children, as you say, are living in extreme poverty, and it's difficult for their parents to provide enough food for them.
Mm. And before we wrap up the interview, is there anything else you'd like to add with regards to our conversation about healthy lunch?
I think just one thing, Will. We've also got to remember that when we pack our children's lunch boxes, we're also teaching them about what foods we consider healthy and what foods we consider everyday foods, versus occasional foods. If your child's lunchbox is filled with muffins and sweets and chips, your child will be learning that those foods are okay to eat every day. So lunchbox is also a learning experience for your child. It's important to teach them what healthy food is and what everyday food is by your through your choices in the lunchbox. So remember that it's not just about filling a lunchbox, it's about fueling a brain and a body and about teaching them about how to eat going forward. We've got a problem with overnutrition in adults and all the problems that brings in South Africa. So this is the time where you teach your children how to eat healthily and what the best choices are.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us in studio, Joanna, and sharing information about the importance of a healthy lunch.